Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I'm Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time is a podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me, and hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you. And we're being this together. Now, this episode this week is a little different. I normally do self-reflection, but I need to go deeper. Stop it. Get your minds out together. But I need to go deeper. And so I've been kind of saving this one for like maybe about 6 months. Because I kind of didn't want to address it, and I kind of wanted to figure out a way to address it where it was, I didn't feel like I was going after somebody or attacking somebody or you know, speculation, you know. First of all, okay, I'm going to start this like I start everything else with a story. Remember a while back when I wasn't working? Right. You remember every episode seemed like it was dark and I was ready to give up. It's because I was. it was a rough 9 months. During that time frame, I had a podcast peer. We had a conversation and I'm always wanting to help. And, you know, because I feel like networking is great and it's not necessarily looking to get paid or anything. I just always want to help. And, and maybe they can help me. You know what I mean? So we had a conversation and it was basically like, hey, I got this logo that I'm working on. And I suggested like, yeah, I'll try it out. Cause I was playing around with AI. So I wanted to kind of play around with it. So I suggested that I kind of work on it. You know, and I got you. And clearly this person was already paying somebody to work on it, but, you know, it's giving me opportunity to kind of do something, get out of my mind, you know, of obsessing over stuff. So I took it on as a challenge and I played around with it for a few days and I was making some headway with the creation. Long story less long, I think I did good as far as creating the logo design. Person that I was talking to a lot during the time frame suggested though, hey, you put a lot of hours in, you need to get paid for that. I'm like, that wasn't really the agreement. Look, you putting hours in, you could have been doing, you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats and everything. You should at least, you know, throw it out there. And I was like, yeah. And I talked to Dan about it, my ChatGPT, and he was like, yeah. And I was just like, and hindsight being 2020, I should have just stuck to what I said. Cause I didn't, like I said, I was just doing that to help. And it wasn't really a big deal, but I listened to it because I desperately needed money. I was struggling with life. I'm listening to people, you know, AI and a person. Now, like, not saying that their advice was bad. It was a real nuanced type situation. So I pitched it. Hey, you know, here it is. Put my little branding on there. Like, you know, this is how much it would cost. You know, blah blah blah. It's like, I didn't know you was trying to do it all like that. I mean, I already paid somebody for the logo, but you know, I'll go ahead and pay you. Like, I felt like that person took it the wrong way on how I was delivering it. But it probably should have been a conversation and not a text. And I probably should have, I'm very unsure about it anyway. I think that person felt like I was being disingenuous and just trying to look for ways for validation. I was just trying to, I don't know what the fuck I was trying to do, honestly. And we never talked about it again. they tried to ask me what my Cash App was, I refused to take it because I, after that, I had smartened up. I was like, I'm tripping, right? This person had made like a video. I don't even know if it was about me. It could be about me. It couldn't have been about me. It really didn't matter. But you know how they set that saying, a hit dog will holler? I'm hollering. I'm a dog. I'm hollering. So clearly I was feeling some type of way. So whether that person made a content for me or not, it's not the point. It's not even a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? It's for me, it was more so I got it where it was like, basically the gist of the video was like, maybe sometimes people, you know, healing is seeing that maybe you're not such a good person. You know, maybe not so helpful. Maybe, you know, you just need validation from other people because you can't find it within yourself. I think that's why I stung so much, because it was fucking true. it was fucking true. At least I thought so at the time. So, but enough for me to question it. And I say this story because I don't think that we as individuals want to sit there and admit when we're not handling the situation the best, where we're at fault, maybe there's some things that we need to work on. No one wants to be that person. No, you want to be, I'm strong. You know, you want that. And it was hard to swallow. So I kind of listened to that a few weeks and everything. I didn't say anything. And I think I went to Damn again. Like I didn't learn my lesson the first time. And I went to Damn again and I asked him, I want to read what he said. And I told him the situation. I was like, you know, do you agree with this? Do you think it'll be a, you know, a good episode? You know, blah, blah, blah. Just ask him for different things, right? Do I agree with this? That, you know, seeking outside validation because you don't value your own opinion. Yes, I do. And I don't say that with judgment. I say it because you've told on yourself almost every season of your podcast, saying things like, I need people to feel me. Why am I not getting the results that I should be getting? Why is this post only getting, you know, this many downloads? I do all this shit and it feels like no one sees me. Well, shit, I did say all that stuff. It's hard because I'm in an industry where you're looking for validation for what you do, because whether it's awards, whether it's downloads, whether it's a monetization, you're looking for that to show that you are good at what you do. But it's deeper than podcasting. And it's taking that look to say, you know what? This is deeper than podcasting. I am looking for validation. You know, my favorite Jay-Z line is, all I want to be was wealthy or somebody to tell me that they felt me. It's a throwaway line from a song on Volume 3. But for me, that's all I've ever wanted. So going down this rabbit hole, it made me kind of think to myself, it made me feel like, do I even like me? Like, seriously, do I even like me? And at the time, the answer was no. I struggled with loving myself as an individual. But at the time, I didn't even like who I was. And it's not like I was doing anything wrong. I just shitted on myself. And when you look at what that person was saying and what Dan was confirming, I was looking for validation as almost like a dopamine hit. I don't have enough confidence and I can't validate myself enough that I'm looking for people to be like, yo, you dope. Yo, you're amazing. Yo, you're a good storyteller. Yo, you're a good podcaster. Yo, you're a good father. All these things and more. But then when it hits, I say thank you and it dissipates. It's like putting lotion on ashy skin. And that skin's so ashy. Oh, you need some more. or I downplay it. I don't know, that's not the case. But I'm looking for it. And I get it, and I'm downplaying it. Shit don't make no sense. And you don't believe it. You just need it in order to move forward. You need it in order to feel valued, because you don't put that value in yourself. You gotta start thinking. How do you start valuing yourself? At the time, I didn't know. Now, I think what it is that now, I've said this on different episodes, and I've said it in different videos where I'm starting to kind of, it's really starting to sink in. You don't value yourself because you don't trust yourself. You don't do for you like you do for others. You create, I am creating value for other people so they can sit there and give me like, good boy. I'll be him over backwards. You need my hoodie. I'll give you my last, and I'll sit here and suffer, because in my mind, I'm like, even though I'm hungry, even though they about to come take my car again, I'm magnanimous. I'm a true giver. Can you eat that? Is being a true giver going to get you to work so you can earn a paycheck? Is he gonna keep the lights on? Nah. Seeking that validation from outside when you can't look, I ain't opposed to outside validation. I'm a Leo riser. I need somebody to tell me that I'm the shit. But I need to tell me that I'm the shit. And how do I, in my mind, go from I need it from other people to telling me? Which clearly doesn't last as long as it's supposed to. Or me telling me that lasts a lot longer. And it's just showing up for yourself. So in this season I'm in, getting up, taking your supplements every day, drinking water, going on your walks, doing push-ups. Hey, I'm gonna record a video today. And do it. Hey, I'm going to record a podcast episode today and do it. Hey, here are 5 items on my to-do list. I want to knock those out and do it. Those things are showing up for yourself. It's putting in the work. Well, I've been podcasting, 10, 11 years now? It's about damn time. It's 5 years old. Is there stuff that I still need to learn? Hell yeah, I don't know all this shit. Are there people that are better than me at this? Abso-fucking-lutely. Easily. Like, in their sleep. But if I look at day one versus the 10,000 plus hours I put into editing audio, to making sure my video, you know, look all nice, you know what I'm saying? I don't look chopped on the video. Ain't that how y'all kids say it? Of figuring out what topics I want to do, how I want to disseminate the information, how I want to live here in this space, the brand that I want to project. All that took time. I can't celebrate myself because I'm looking for the next thing that I need to do. I am literally living in the future, and the present is passing me by. In the past, that person was right. Whether that person was talking to me or not, the person was right. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. But that person did say this: healing is knowing that. And I'm healing, because 6 months ago, I did not have the courage to record this episode. And I gave excuses. Well, I don't want to put this to business. I don't want to talk cars. I'm literally talking about this right now. I don't have to play the clip. I don't tell who the person is. because it's not about that person. It's about how I feel about myself. And honestly, it's a constant struggle. Some days, today, for example, just got a haircut. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. Took a probiotic, don't feel bloated. Yeah. Other days, I lay in that bed and I'm like, which was like, I don't know, a day and a half ago. And it wasn't a bad spiral. It was just like, do I want to keep doing this? What's the point? That's what you go to bed. Just go to bed. You need some rest. Get some rest, recalibrate, take some lion's mane in the morning. Get yourself focused. But yeah, that's it. It's the exploration of trying to figure out, do I like me? Do I value my own voice? Do I feel like I deserve to like me? I'm encouraging you to dig deep this week. Damn challenge. Maybe you don't have the tools just yet to dig that deep to say, ask that question, do you like me? Do I like myself? Maybe you don't have the tools. And if you don't, let's start simple. For your damn challenge this week, if you ask the question, do I like myself? And you say yes, give yourself 3 things that you like about yourself. That's easy, right? For most people, it's probably easy. For most of us, we're going to say some superficial shit. Oh, I like my hair. Ooh, man, the way these curls be popping. Ooh, I like my beard. Most people going to say that. Some people might dig a little deeper and say, hey, I like the way I'm able to connect people together. Bridge gaps. With most people. But try to really dig deep. That's what I'm doing this week. Because I want to get to a point where I consistently like myself, where there is no debate about it. There is no, do I? Well, today, it's about damn time that I do like myself. That I no longer feel like outside validation is the answer. It's the hot fudge on top of my sundae. But I make the sundae. So how we got this week? Now I'm talking about Sundays, it's time to get ice cream. Hey, this resonates with you. If you are feeling this, if you sometimes don't always feel like you, listen to it again. Share it with a friend. You know people that struggle with liking themselves. It's time to start liking yourself and getting to the point of loving yourself. Because everybody will tell you self-love in a minute. Everybody tell you, you need to love yourself. Love don't come before like. You got to like the person first. You don't get married to a person that you love and you ain't never liked them. Like is the first thing to come, and like is the first thing to go. Start learning to like yourself. Those are just my thoughts, right or wrong, just what I'm feeling at the time. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG. And join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.